I guess one comment I would make is that trying to alter cultural barriers is very, very difficult. Now, the one dilemma that you have with agriculture in Minnesota, particularly with the Look Among Farmers, is that the average age keeps getting older and older. So, and the older we old farmers get, the harder it is to change our perspective, our practices, or what we do. The good news, though, is that I think we're starting to see a number of younger people, both men and women, get involved with agriculture production at a management level. And many of these people are better educated, have more exposure to diversity kinds of things. And so maybe this is one of those things like William was referring to, that we have opportunities for things to get better. But it's not something that's going to change overnight, unfortunately. It's going to take a while.
Being a nurse and a therapist, I would really like to shift the conversation to whole health begins with mental health. Because as Meg's slide showed, there's so many links between depression and anxiety and the physical body. And I think if we can bring mental health or behavioral health out of the silo and link it with all kinds of other things, I think there's going to be more acceptance and we're going to be healthier as a consequence. But I think if we keep it over by itself, stigma is really hard to break. You can tell somebody all day long they shouldn't be ashamed of getting help, but if they think it's shameful, it's pretty fixed. So